Welcome to This Week in Brattleboro History, produced by the Brattleboro Historical Society.
In 1837, the citizens of Brattleboro voted to establish a town farm. It was located on Ames Hill in West Brattleboro. At the time, poverty, vagrancy, elderly care, substance abuse, and mental health issues were local responsibilities. As early as 1779, the Vermont legislature passed a law which ultimately required towns to care for those who could not support themselves. Early laws required that able-bodied poor, regardless of age, were expected to work, and those who could not work would be the responsibility of the town. Residency requirements were established to limit the obligation of towns. When the town could locate relatives, family members of those needing assistance were held financially accountable. To supervise this requirement, each town established an overseer of the poor. This office arranged for the care of those who could not support themselves. Towns maintained their poor, elderly, and disabled by taxing their citizens. Towns cut down on expenses by, quote, binding out, unquote, able-bodied children as servants, farmhands, or apprentices. In return, people paid the town for the labor of the children. Towns maintained the elderly and infirm by boarding them with local residents who were compensated through taxes. One of the methods of housing the poor in Vermont began at the end of the 18th century. The legislature passed a law in 1797 which allowed any town to establish a, quote, workhouse to confine and set their poor to work, and such house may and shall be used for setting to work vagrants, common beggars, idle, lewd, and disorderly persons, unquote. However, this act did not make any distinction between criminals and paupers. In 1837, the Vermont legislature took steps to separate criminals from the population that would live at workhouses. This is when Brattleboro chose to establish its first workhouse, the, quote, town farm, unquote. In 1837, the local paper, Vermont Phoenix, put its support behind the idea of a town farm. The paper went on to editorialize, quote, the use of intoxicating drinks is the sole cause of more than three-fourths of the pauperism of this and neighboring states, unquote. The Phoenix cited a three-year study which reported that the town's average yearly cost to support paupers was $700. Quote, it was found, if those who became paupers through the influence of intoxicating drinks were removed from the list, then the cost would have been approximately $100 each year, unquote. The paper argued that the creation of a town farm would deter substance abusers from looking towards the town for support. Quote, no one will throw himself upon the town who can devise any other mode of support, for if he does, he must earn his subsistence upon the farm, unless infirmity forbids it, unquote. The town paid $2,710 to establish a working farm and set about purchasing cows, pigs, and chickens to populate the West Brattleboro property. A farm manager and housekeeping spouse were hired to maintain the farm and keep the inmates gainfully occupied. In 1838, the town farm made a profit of $135.60 from the sale of produce. On average, 6 to 10 inmates were housed at the farm. When able, they helped with farm chores. Children who found their way to the farm were often contracted out to work for others as indentured servants. The 1848 town meeting report stated, quote, the whole cost to the town for the support of the poor last year was $345, of which $145 was paid for the support of the poor living off the farm. The economy of a well-managed town farm for the support of the poor has been fully proved by the results of the experiment of this town. From a calculation made by the selectmen and auditors, there has been a savings this past year of over $500, unquote. As the years passed, farm managers, housekeepers, and overseers of the poor came and went. Census numbers give an indication of the paupers who were living at the town farm. Between 1850 and 1880, the numbers ranged from a low of 5 to a high of 24. It was a mix of the elderly, the infirm, the handicapped, and mothers and children. For the most part, one or two men of working age were also at the farm. By the 1880s, the town farm had become run down. In 1886, three elderly inmates passed away within 3 weeks of one another. There was concern expressed that health services could not easily get to the farm when the need arose. In 1887, there was discussion of closing the Ames Hill town farm and finding a farm that was, quote, more pleasantly located and accessible, unquote. In 1888, the newly elected overseer of the poor, Colonel George Hooker, spoke at town meeting and said, quote, "The house now occupied by our town's poor is not a place a Christian community could be proud of," unquote. A motion to buy a, quote, "farm near the village with a comfortable house on it and land enough to keep two cows and a horse," unquote, was passed unanimously. The town bought a farm on the corner of Bonnyvale and Mather Road for $3,250 and sold the Ames Hill Farm for $1,675. The new town farm was larger and could sustain more animals. There were 10 or more milking cows, and eventually Brattleboro operated a small dairy on the property. Pigs and chickens and a large vegetable garden provided food for farm inmates, and surplus goods were sold or distributed to the town's needy. In the late 1800s, the state ended, quote, "warning out," unquote, practices and allowed towns to bill, quote, "resident," unquote, towns for support services they provided to the poor people originally from these resident towns. In 1899, local town government billed Putney, Rockingham, and Guilford for 12 town farm inmates who had moved to Brattleboro from their communities. Each town paid an annual fee of $1,450 for each inmate. The Great Depression had a big impact on the local support provided to the town's struggling residents. In 1931, 200 people, beyond those at the town farm, received welfare support from the town. In return, over 1,100 hours of work on town projects was completed by the local welfare recipients. In 1944, distributing town farm milk to poor residents became more expensive than purchasing milk from a commercial dairy. The milk delivery service was ended and the farm's surplus milk was sold to a local dairy. The late 1940s saw the town farm population shift to almost all elderly inmates. Social programs begun during the Great Depression were supporting others who had previously lived at the farm. In 1948, the town doctor told the select board that town farm residents were dealing with elderly depression issues and could benefit from a social worker. In 1949, an editorial in the Brattleboro Reformer predicted that, quote, "old age assistance will probably abolish the need for the town poorhouse," unquote. In the following year, this prediction came true. Town manager George Miller reported to the select board that the cost per town farm inmate was $13.50 a week. This was about the same as it cost to keep aged or disabled indigent people in a convalescent home. The town farm closed in early 1950. Residents received old age or disabled financial aid from state and federal governments. The town sold or auctioned off all of the farm equipment and animals. The 18-room farmhouse, barns, outbuildings, 30 acres of tillable land, and 20 acres of timber were also sold to Clyde Struthers. At the time the farm was closed, there were two elderly inmates remaining in residence. By the 1960s, federal welfare programs provided food stamps, rent subsidies, and Medicaid. In 1967, Vermont passed the Social Welfare Act, which removed from towns the right to operate poor farms. The act also abolished the office of the overseer of the poor. Poverty, vagrancy, elderly care, substance abuse, and mental health issues were no longer solely local responsibilities. Please join us next week for another story from our community's past.